Blog Talk Radio.
She's going to play.
But I know a change gon' come.
come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last alone, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know change will come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, that's wonderful. And you're listening to the Black Talk Radio Show, The Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Jamal Dredd. I'm thinking, and I get to see that I take a deeper look at how confusing the view is that different people, even in a small circle, think something that is so, I mean, the understanding of things is not what everybody understands. When it comes to civilization, don't bother ask anybody because they don't know anything. Really. And it is as it is so detrimental, the state that it's in, that there is no way. If you go back to the BC era then, what would you find in the BC era? I mean, how much people can give you a reasonable description of what the people in the BC era, what were they like? What did they have as a religion and stuff like that? Is there anybody to tell you that? And factually, I'm going to like get to this part of what I come to realize. See, a person has to have a clean mind to absorb history of the past, because it is easy for one to not know the difference between what we call now white people reign, right? AD Anadamani, Christmas and Easter. Do you know when there was no Christmas or Easter? Do you know? Do you know how bad situation is? I mean, for the civilized people, the African people, who are still under the disease, mental deficiency of the white people that they use on the African people more than once, more than twice, you might count it. And until now, the African people, the indigenous people, don't know themselves. And it doesn't really matter what level education they have. That's for real. the African people. If you look, civilization came on the planet after white people been here 3.5 million years. That long, and there was no civilization here. So where civilization come from? They, the white people, don't want to tell the real people who have gotten into trouble and a lot of bad things take them and a lot of mental deterioration because of these white people's disease. And you see they sit here now and they're judging one of their own because what? They run out of awareness that they are not in Europe. To these white people, they are still in Europe. Now, if you are voting for them, look, Trump is in the worst state. And if you see the African people still rooting for him, they are doing it because they are mentally deranged or, let's say, retarded. They have a mind that is badly heb and in atrophy. That's the reason why they are there. I mean, talking politics for these sodomites. We have no business with what they're doing. We should be looking to see that they get out of our space. Oh, no. Oh, that is not on our minds. You think about that. We are still people in the dark of what is going on because if a lot of us are those of us that wake up and you look at these white people, you know that they are homosexual and they don't belong about around us at all, okay? But we are not in a mental shape to make an issue of it. And those who always been talking on behalf of us, they also are mental retarded. That's a fact. Because somebody asked me if I've ever heard about Marcus Garvey. You know? Yes. I know about, because the person said, do I know that Marcus Garvey was Christian? Listen, the worst is, look, just try to understand what I'm saying. I don't want to use certain type of aggravating words, right? So let me keep it coherent in English then, the little English I speak, right? The situation that we are into is the worst situation. But you know what? I think something is happening as pertaining to the state that I am complaining about. Why nobody in the world on the scene who they can speak well and represent the cause? Why none of them, and I'm talking about whether they are indigenous or they are hominids, primates, monkeys, whichever species you are, they are out there talking. And you want to tell me they cannot discover that it is wrong for these faggots to leave Europe and bring all of their faggot people into our settlement? They can't see that is wrong. They can't see that they kill us by the millions. You mean none of them can see that? Talk about all kind of other, you know, soft soap kind of issues all the time. I see some of my brothers on the internet, you know, and they're just like little Richards and some of these other guys who, you know, just put on an act to make some money and thing like that, and they get along. But as far as they being in line with our history, the record of the past, they don't business with that. You don't see any of them put together something. They say that they can entertain an audience with it. No, you don't see anyone. I talked to a good friend of mine the other day, maybe 2 days ago or so, and we were talking about growing up in the church in Jamaica and how, you know, some of us leave the church because we discover some things that are just not coherent ways. It couldn't be something that is good for us. And therefore, we drift out. We get out. What we are in now is a test. We are in a test. Because some of us, have read certain amount of information. We understand that we are in trouble. You go into one of the Old Testament, Deuteronomy? It could be Deuteronomy 27 and 28. There is a warning written there in great detail. And it is just remarkable. I want to see if I can find some of it here because I have other things to say, but I just want you to like take a look at, let's say, a lot of people regard the scripture, right? I don't regard the scripture like I used to when in earlier times, because I'm reading now and I, based on my reading ability and judgment, I don't see the Bible the same way because there are too much lies. Anybody can call me and talk to me about it, but there are too many lies, blatant lies. But if you're not reading properly, if your brain is retarded and full of belief, everything is belief because your mind is not qualified to allow you to distinguish between civilization and uncivilized ways or thinking. You don't allow. All right. So I would like to read a little, and maybe I should read a little of like 27. I think it may be 27. All right. I'm going to try and see if I find the right place. Let me try this. And Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments commanded you this day. And remember now, you know, this scripture is not talking to white people. White people don't have any jurisdiction over anything in African territory. What they're doing in African territory, can you tell me? Didn't they, let's say in America, if you're in America, isn't it so that there were about 12 million African indigenous people in America? Just in America. We're not talking about Palestine or New Zealand and all like that. I'm just talking about America. Isn't it so that in the history it tells us 100,000 years ago, some of us, Chinese, Indians, and so forth and so on, left Africa and head for the Western world. That's what the history says. There were, who was in the Western world before? Oh, maybe, I don't know, lizards or something like that, but there was no human being. Okay? There was no civilization. Okay? That is the fact of the historic truth. Anybody can prove that because it's down in the world history textbook. That, yeah, there is evidence that these people were leaving Africa and go on out to settle outside of Africa. In the world history textbook, call me. I can read it to you anytime and give you the page and chapter and everything on it. It's true, I'm telling you. So the fact that everybody is into church and Jesus Christ, that never exists. Jesus Christ never exists. Never. Not even the slightest spark. Nothing, not even dust, is there to prove that any Jesus exists. Because I can show you in the Bible, St. John 17, the fourth verse. Jesus is lying to his Father, praying. How can I find out that Jesus is lying to his so-called Father? His faggot father. Because Jesus and his father is nothing more than character to character image. They are not real and never ever were real. All right? And there are things that cannot, you can't, you see, these white people, they are mad. Their mind is worse than ours. Because at least we can turn around. They don't have any turnaround to turn around. But there are those of us who have suffered under what I'm telling you about. Our brain, we have lost. I mean, we shouldn't have lost any portion of our brain. But it happened that these hominids attack our people and did it. And for you and I, the only thing we can do is talk about it and make what we can make of what happened in the past and how it hurt us today. We need to know that. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you, what happened in the past 100,000 years ago, these white people, because we are mentally retarded, they take up everything that belongs to us and use it like it is their own. And as you can see, as time goes on, they take control of every living thing that we have and operate. How they did that? There is a history to tell us. But what you ought to realize, if you can realize, is to see that what you're reading, let's say like in the Bible here in the Old Testament, It don't belong to them. What is only in the New Testament they should take with themselves right now and go back into Europe with it. The New Testament. That's the only thing that we know belongs to them. As far as the Bible is concerned. But, my friends, we would read now, Pope will apologize for the sins of Catholics. And it tells you it's from antiquity to present time. The Pope is saying he's apologizing for evil things they do to us. He confesses. He said, Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evils, Vatican official said Tuesday. Pontiff will make a plea for pardon. Unprecedented in the church's history, the Vatican said during prayer of the faithful in the celebration of Latin Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. And it goes on to tell you how he is going to apologize on different things that moving up the process to do it. And it came to the part where it is saying, talk about people. Some people didn't want the Pope to do the confession because people who don't like the church may use it against them. But the Pope went ahead with his confession. The document lists faults the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades. These are very nauseous, nasty things that they did to us, who did them nothing. Just take a recollection that we left Africa. And in some whole lot of years it took us to get to the Western world, we got to the Western world. Okay? And is after we get to the Western world, which is about some 50,000 years ago, is reported about some 50,000 years ago, right? But you can tell that a lot of our people, I think they stopped and see what life is like where they are and keep on going. But they eventually turn world, right? And some go to like New Zealand, Australia, and stuff like that. Right now, New Zealand and Australia is ruled by these faggots, okay? So it goes to show you, we leave from Africa, and by the way, these homosexuals meet our people and attack them and use their disease on us. And from then, all of us from Africa to the Western or New Zealand, wherever we are, these people come there and know that we are not in our right mind because of what they did to us with their diseases. So you go to Africa, you see the same kind of mentality because we get the same dose of disease from these white, whatever you call them, in Europe. Okay? The hominids. And they now, we are in such a bad state that they look on us and know that they can do anything, write Bible, write anything, say anything, and do anything they want. Because we are not able to administrate our own life affairs. And they decide to take over like they are our parent and we are children. They don't realize that the day will come is not going to stand. And now you can look through the people and see things are happening. 2003 is not like 2001. Okay? And I bet you they are there having a fit about what Trump is doing to them and what they ought to do to him. Right? But it is not that African people are fighting against them. They are fighting against their own and a man who was their president. You take a look at that. And if you don't see the hand is writing on the wall, these slack fucking ass white people, they're going to stay here until the gods will not leave the ashes them here. Because they think they are here to stay. You hear? And I am telling them, they're not here to stay, but they love on us fucking too much. And that's where they have their own retardation. Because they think fucking asshole is just the most glorious thing to do for them. And they feel it is so sweet and nice that they want to compel us to become sodomites. Do you think it is a joke? Open your eye, begin to think, look and see. These guys didn't come to pick up anything and turn back and go back to Europe. Oh, no. Oh, no. They premeditate to come here and do exactly what you see them do. But they don't think that somehow the creator of all things will, you know, go over things that they do and have a purpose for anything they allow. And then they will become something bygone. They think like they will be there forever. I'm telling them, hey, you don't know what is coming after you. They don't think anything is going to happen to them because they think that they have reached a stage in life where they are safe. That's what these homosexual think. All right. So what I'm telling you, we have received Christianity because something happened 100,000 years ago when we were leaving and coming to the Western world. It is their disease. From then, why we go on our way and come to the Western and other places and we don't know ourselves. We don't, by now, a lot of us don't care whether we come from Africa or not. A lot of our people, they don't care. They feel pendant of Africa because guess what? They don't know the truth. Okay? They do not know the truth. All right. So I want to bring some truth here that in fact, what these white people write in the Bible about talking serpent is about themselves. There is nothing yet that anybody say to persuade that there was any talking serpent like what they have in the Bible. But they knew we would believe in it because our brain is not working. Take it and look on it. What else could make us behave like we are the lower beasts? We are human, but see, We are almost like people who walk by the street and pick up cans and bottles and whole cloth and stuff like that. Basically, we are pretty much ahead of that characteristic I just said. But where is our government? You know, our king allow these faggots to come and remove him out of, you know, his rule as king and make up all kind of lies, you know, about what they do so that nobody at all who want to investigate their transition, their, you know, they're coming out of nothing and now they are not, they are not like they used to, like primates. They are like human now because they can talk and do all kind of something like human being. Oh, academic, they this and that and, you know, they cannot come to this and we cannot match them. They don't really realize that the gods that they know and they wrote about in the World History Textbook, I see it. I can read it to you. But you know, nowadays, it doesn't matter what you tell and go from the source book and tell people it says, they cannot appreciate it because I tell you of the syndrome, the mental syndrome that affects us. Look at the many things we still can do for ourselves. But guess what? These guys come and decide that, you know what? They're going to make laws that we must know from here on out that we are able, men and men, fuck each other and marry each other and all that kind of stuff. We don't wake out of it yet. Some of us, like me, wake up out of from the state we were in till the disease begin to like take effect in us. And that this those kind of disease that these apes had is not good for us because we don't come from apes. But they come and do things and cause after many thousands of years, they trail us into the time when we are having Bronze Age civilization, urban civilization from Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. Today, China don't behave like they are to rule the world. They are supposed to. No, these sodomites claim that they are supposed to rule everything, but you don't see that in the Bible Genesis that they write. It said God, they take over, you know, the Elohim. They call the Elohim a God now. They don't say Elohim are gods. No, they don't honor that. They gone bigger than that. Okay? So what is going on now? White people, these sodomites, don't look on we indigenous people like we are anybody, you know. They are retarded too, but their retardation is really acting upon us because they have enough sense to do anything they want, kill somebody. Is that taking over our government? No. No. The amount of things that they do to Americans when they come here and over time, they take their time and learn everything and then they begin to like, you know, I mean, sack it to us because they are not the same number as us. No, nowhere are they, you know, we outnumber them all the time. What I'm trying to tell you, once you drink and get drunk, you know, or your woman go out with a man and they're going to have a drink, and the man or the woman, whichever is going to do it, thing in your drink, and you don't know. You see what I mean? But whoever want the upper hand of who, the one who is the giver of it, that one is not drunk, right? But the one who is going to take the bait, that one is going to be drunk. And then this party is going to be able to do what they want to do with your body. See, because they kill your spirit. Well, that's what these white people did. With all of the disease that our people begin to have from 100,000 years ago. You see, they kill the spirit inside of us. And then they can do anything they want. They say they're making a... We have government. We, you know, our government of kingship. When they came here, we come from Africa with our kingship, government, an emulation of this kingship government where the gods come from in Nibiru. They are behaving like, oh, we don't have a life at all. We are only abused by them. And now judgment is coming for them. And they will not see it. But we are seeing it, that the gods are now doing things the way they want to do it, okay? We have to go there with some military and something like that, at least these guys, what they are using now to fight, and what they're doing in, you know, in Russia, and what Russia is doing out there. They don't have anything else to do besides being faggots. That is their thing. They don't have anything else. They don't have any God to praise. When, you know, when they talk about Jesus and stuff like that, there is nothing about that. There is no sincerity about that. They could be about a good Jesus who want them to come here and kill people, when it would be Jesus who died for our sin and we need to just repent. They claim now they are telling us to repent, but what they are doing to us, whilst they are talking, Jesus is saying you are to repent. What are they doing to us? They are, doing everything. They now make law to make two men fuck each other until they do them part. That's what they are doing. And they are talking now how much, you know, their laws are valuable, and you must obey the law of their land. You know, it's just sickening worm, you know, worm wiggling, sickening, nauseating foolishness about Jesus. And they're proud about it. They're proud about Jesus, and it don't exist. Take me a long time to read and find that out. But my friends, I am telling you that what we are reading in the Bible is, you know, some of the things in there are true. But if you're not reading well, you're not going to understand the rest that is not true, what you're reading, and that would be true. So what I'm trying to tell you in the Bible is warning for us African people. But we're too retarded to read it and understand. But hey, look, you know what? It's a little while now that my eye start open up, and I start read, and I start understand. And I dedicate myself. I dedicate myself to talk, right? And I'm not wealthy. These guys, you know, make it difficult for us to survive. Really, these white people, they don't want us to survive. But if you know the history where they're coming from, they're not coming from anywhere with anything. And nothing that they have is theirs. Nothing. All these banks and stuff you see all around you, it's not theirs. White people don't own anything. And if you think they own anything, prove it to me. I always give out the number for people to call me. Because some of the things that I'm saying, you know, people kind of, you have to shoot them if they think I'm crazy. But if I leave myself open and I'm saying, hey, you know, you call and all you hear is beep, beep, beep. You know, nobody will answer you. That's not so with my number. 347-850-1358. Anybody call me is going to get me. And especially these days where nobody wants to call me and talk anything. It's like the social network. Twitter. Yes, Twitter. Twitter. And you have Facebook. Yes, and the other one, LinkedIn. And you know, YouTube used to give me a hard time too, and they destroy a lot of video that I worked on for people to listen. They do that. All right, now we're getting along as far as that is concerned. I'm able to talk and express myself. I don't know how long that is going to last for, but you know, it's still not a nice experience here, because when I sit here for like 2 or 3 hours and trying to talk things that beneficial to our people, we are the ones who are lost and needed to be found. We are the ones. And it is not right that when I am here with, you know, how much of my eye open, and I want, you know, other people who are yet in my position to hear what I'm saying. Because I would have loved if somebody did that to me. For so many years, I didn't understand nothing. It's about nothing. And so now, I am financing what I am saying. I'm not asking anybody to pay. Okay? Not asking anybody to pay. Because it is difficult for you to hear me talk about a book that I wrote. I don't have a lot of fun in telling somebody about a book I wrote. Because I don't want the appearance of impropriety, or where I would like tell a person that, look, I'm financing this. You know, I am not asking anybody for no collection. Okay? I am not walking on the church turf like a lot of our people do. You see? And the time when I walk in on the church turf, I was giving my collection and donation and everything like that. Right? Now, I don't respect the church. Okay? So, don't expect that I'm going to fund it. I don't expect the voting of, what they call it, Republican and Democrats. But it is the, what they call, democracy. Democracy. If you really understand where these white people are coming from and calling themselves a government, repent of you doing anything to help them. Because how much are they helping us? You know what? They have all of our wealth, why they are able to do the things they do. is our wealth. They never have no wealth anywhere at all. And I can look, I can do it to them anytime. Anybody want to come on here and ask me questions and let you know where these white people are coming from, because it's in history. And I didn't know they're into the world, is the textbook. And they cannot stand up to what is in the world, is the textbook. All right. But go back to what I started to say, that our gods admonish us how to behave. And when you hear, when you read about Moses talking to people, I don't know if a Moses, a real Moses, was there. But I would respect that there could be people of long ago, back in 2,000, 3,000 years ago, who would be writing things that they could use and twist it and turn it in whatever way they want, going back in the early AD time. Just like a year or two or three or so years, they could get a lot of help from our people to know things, because they never come from a civilized root. They play the game of behaving like they want to be the same like the hybrid people, so that the God would favor them and don't harm them. The gods never harm none of them, as far as I read. And they go to our institution and learn to read. White people, they're behaving now like they were always wealthy and rich. That's not true. And they are monkey, all right. And then we don't have any power to, like, convince them what them going on with, you know. They're playing this role of behaving like we were never anyone at all. But you read that in the world history textbook. You read about the kings and the queens and, we are in what is called the, I'm going to tell you what is the name. It's the, yes, it's the bicameral chamber. That is what our king rule in. Bicameral chamber, the place to transact business, the king, right? Kingship still exists today, but since we gone asleep, you don't even see Africa. These people, like, beat down our system by people whose brain don't work, don't function no more. That's what happened. So the only thing that is happening now is that a big, large number of our people don't want no more the church, because these folks cannot sustain anything that will last for more than the time that they last right now. You see what I mean? And they gonna try hard to stay in power, but they won't be able to, because it's not like they're gonna have a army fighting against them, because we are never going to go in that route. We have great the power that is in the world, it's a textbook. It tells you the kind of power that we have in the world is a textbook, not in a Bible. Okay? It tells us this. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature. You hear that? Yeah. Right in the time when Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China was upgraded into this higher level life. You don't hear anything about white people of Europe into this. It's all African. Okay? And all they do since their disease affect our brain in such a way, all they did was come around us and learn all they could learn, spoil everything that we are supposed to do. Okay? Now, the same way they come in and destroy our understanding of things, the gods are going to turn the table on them because they are no longer going to be here. And they not, you know, they're taking it for joke. Like, oh, they of all the places that we have on earth, and they are, you know, have laws now to marry each other as much as they want. Okay, talking about homosexuality, the worst abomination to nature, that's what they delve into, right? And want everybody to respect them. No respect for white people. They need to pack their bag and go back where they come from. Okay? Because if you want to go with them, you can go. But I'm telling you what is going on now. You better get yourself on the right side of the spirit that you have inside of you. Otherwise, these faggots, they're going to drag you with them. So this is what we have here, is that since we came out of that period, 4,000, 3,000, and, you know, until we come to the 509 BC, where these faggots go and take out the king out of Rome city, take out that king out there, and since then it's only like officially Haile Selassie was the last king that I know existed out there, right? So the government is still alive and well for us to use the laws, because thousands and thousands of years, and these guys cannot replace the history of the gods. They can't do it, and we have it here to use it. And to kick them out of what they're talking about is courthouse. It's not our courthouse, and all these things that they are saying you do as crime or something like that. We don't want them here to talk nothing. These faggots. We don't want them. Let them go where they want to go. Go talk about justice between them and Trump. We don't want them here. And if they think it's fun and think it's joke and think that they are the one that rules, they will find out. But I'm telling you that they tell us this. What I just read to you, it's not Bible. It's the world is a textbook, right? And it tells exactly what we must do. All right. Now, let's go back to what I was telling you. What I was telling you is that we are cautioned right into this Bible. And remember, Don't take the Bible as a whole as a word of God, because it's not. First of all, if you're talking about civilization, nothing in the New Testament is civilized. Because not one piece of that Isaiah 6 and 7, no part of that prophecy has ever been fulfilled. And these white people are lying that the Messiah come and gone. And the fact that we Africans are believing that, it shows that our brain is just not working. Because we singing Christmas carols and all them kind of thing and celebrate Christmas and Easter, and they make up a moon calendar off this. They don't bother with the original calendar of the gods. They don't bother with that. So what I'm trying to tell you, there is a frown, you know, from the sky against these faggot idiots and talk about their government. How can they be government the way they have performed since they come aboard 2023 years ago? How are they government and call themselves? No wonder they call themselves by a name that never existed, and that's Jesus Christ in the year of our Lord. Why these faggots can lie into the world's face and the world look at them and don't know? It means that they're diseased. We're too sick. And our brain is somewhat not responding again. Once you lose it, and if you don't do certain things to, like, bring yourself back, you will forever faint. You're not coming back. You won't understand anything. I have a friend with a PhD. And this friend said, look, don't want to hear me talk nothing about Christianity anymore. Or if I do, the phone is going to be hung up on me. Now, you know, a person is this educated, and I'm not being disrespectful or not like that when I'm talking, you know. I mean, I am a little rough talking right here because, you know, there's adversarial thing going on here between me and the Black Talk Radio. You see, that I have to talk like I'm defending myself because I'm paying them, and they will not allow my program to go out, and they don't give me a reason why. You see what I mean? They are faggots. That's what they are. And they think that because they are taking control of the buttons and the current and stuff like that, it's our money still financing it. They don't think so. They think it's theirs because they want us to stoop down and they fuck our ass. That's what they want. I'm telling them, look, get out, you know, see, out and leave our space because it's not going to happen. So, I want to read a little of this that my people will understand it and know that you got to get away from these sodomites. Get away from church sodomites. And get on your own, start thinking on your own if you can, because they are forever an abomination. You don't fuck at all, you see, on our turf. You don't come here and fuck at all on our turf and make it seem like it's okay to be homosexual. You are going to get out, because for real, you look out there and see what is going on. Something serious is going on right now that you didn't see last year. You don't see, I mean, there is a different time now, and it will pay off to people who are taking observation of the time, what is going on in the atmosphere, okay, and what people are doing. Because only the people who have peace, there will be peace. But those who decided that we must accommodate sodomy, then there will be none for you. Because the gods who set up civilized human beings did not entertain any faggots. He didn't do anything with any faggots. Okay? And if you want respect from us, it's not we you get it from. Getting from the people them that you're fucking their asshole. That's where you get respect. You see, not among us. I'm telling you, get your what not asshole back to Europe. Otherwise, you're going to find out exactly why I am telling you that. Right? Is that get to know where you are. This is not Europe. And when this guy tell you that, I kid you not. If you're ready to become hashish and a lot of wood and stone or whatnot pile up on you, you keep on. You keep on out there and mock us, and you're going to find out someday there'll be no more mockery. So I'm telling you all, my friend, who need to get a little warming up, that you can get to understand what time you're living in and what you are to do with your life. These white people are not your friends. And start thinking, you see, because Pope is a vicar of Christ. And vicar of Christ, if you don't connect the dots, who is vicar of Christ, then see if you can see that God, that they say, begot a son, Jesus. It can't be true. It's the way these people write the Bible, so that if our eyes not opening, we won't know that Jesus is just a faggot character. So is his father, because what they're telling you in the Bible, that God begot a son, they are telling you that they are homosexual, but we don't know because it's coded, right? Yeah, but that's what they really mean. You look clearly until Jesus was getting ready to go away back to his father in heaven, right? And one day he prepared the apostle them and teach them everything, right? That's what I understood. But then reading the scripture and understanding what it is saying, it comes out that Jesus is a liar, because there was no real Jesus at all with 12 disciples. There was no Jesus. This is sodomites writing all these stories, these white people am. You see what I mean? And instead, we chase them out with our power that the gods give us. No, we sit here and we don't know nothing and allow them to do anything to us. And some of our people turn faggots. They are even preacher of the gospel that should be something clean, not clean at all. There is no such a thing. There is no such a thing like Christianity. Christianity is a agape love and all them kind of thing. If you don't know, you can't walk away from it, because you are bound to what you think is the glory of God. There is nothing in Christianity is the glory of God. Nothing. You call me and ask me any given day to prove what I'm saying, and I'll do it too. Let me go back to this little portion that I was trying to bring to your attention, all right? And I am coming with it. All right. Now, my friend. Okay. Now, so it's telling you that the man who the Lord put to talk to civilized people, he said, I command, he says, and Moses of Israel, commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I commanded you this day, and it shall be on the day when you shall pass over Jordan unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth you. Right? So, you know, we were sent from Africa to the world. And what we are reading right here is understood that when we come to the Western world, there were leaders who speak to the people. All right? So whether or not this is written as it's supposed to, I don't know. But I do understand that there was nobody in the Western Hemisphere until we came here. Not the white people, because they couldn't talk. They couldn't go nowhere until they get blood from the attack where they attack us and they start to talk, having talking babies. That is how they began to talk. You see, so we are not going to get rid of our disease and stuff like that until we get rid of these white people. Got to get rid of them, because they are the ones who are keeping these disease and all kind of a calamity in America and around the world. All right, shall be on the day when you shall pass over Jordan into the land which the Lord thy God giveth you, that thou shalt set thee up great stones and plaster them with plaster, and thou shalt write upon them, thou art passed over, that thou mayest go in unto the land which the Lord thy God give thee. A land floweth with milk and honey, as the Lord God of thy father hath promised thee. Now, so you can see here that when we come to the Western world, if somebody asks you, why did we leave Africa? It is because we were under the supervision of our creator, the gods. You see what I mean? And it has nothing to do with sodomites. So you have to understand, when the sodomites come in and say they have AD as a new world and all the whole bunch of something, and we no longer worship our gods, no ceremony or not like that, they cleave away everything from us, and now they're bringing in homosexuality that all of us should be in union with. So they come and they make, you know, I mean, to let you know, it's not our government this. So when they come in with this, it's something against us. And when you say you be a Christian or Marcus Garvey Christian, is that we are retarded. That's the reason why we are saying we are Christian, because normally we would not. Therefore, it shall be when you go over Jordan that you shall set up these stones, right, which commanded you this day in Mount Ebal, and thou shalt plaster them with plaster. And there shalt be, and there shalt thou build an altar. There you build an altar unto the Lord thy God, an altar of stones. Thou shalt not lift up any iron tool upon them. Thou shalt build the altar of the Lord thy God of whole, the Lord thy God of whole stones, and thou shalt offer burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord thy God. And thou shalt offer peace offerings, and shalt eat there, and rejoice before the Lord your God. And thou shalt write up on the stone all the words of this law. You hear this? This law. Very plainly. You see, this is all something that the African person read this. It won't be talking about no Christian God, because that's not what this is. But these Sodomite Europeans now take up a Bible like this, many different authors writing. It's not a one author book. They call this I don't remember the name, but it's a name that represents a book with several author representation in there. All right. And so it goes on that we ought to know these things and how we are to live. And this will let you know that we are not to mix ourselves. Don't mix ourselves up with these Sodomites. Because remember what Sodomite did. Remember what Sodomite did in Genesis 19. Remember that. And why the gods who visited Lot, you know, defended Lot against these Sodomites. We need to understand these things for ourselves, and understand that we are astray, because these people use all of their diseases and messed up our brain. Now, if we understand that, we will change our attitude. Just a second.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Okay. Okay, my friends. Now I have to like play you another little tune here while I fix a little thing over there. Let's see.
You sheltered me from harm. Kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free. Someone takes
Okay. All right. Let me come on back now to what I was reading here. Unless a person is really concerned about themselves, these things don't mean anything to you. But I'm desperately, you know, pressing towards that point where I grow into that which I am perceiving and leave the things I am shedding behind, okay? We are in a very wonderful world, but we got problems, and it's the reason why, since I grew up in what they call church, and find out that the church is a monkey business, and when you are dealing with human beings who tend to get serious about certain things, especially when they don't have a good sense about it, you take it serious, and you cannot break their conviction at all. You cannot teach them over at all, because they won't take nothing except that which they believe, not knowledge. They don't have nothing to do with knowledge except whatever comes to them. I tell you, we're having a good play of never think about the science of the rain, how, you know, we take it for granted. But for those of us who think our way into this type of appreciation, like when you see rain falling and the rain is over with, and then you see the sun comes out. Now, you look at the contrast. When it was just rain, and there is no way at all in your, horizon, there is no sun whatsoever. You see? And it's all clouded. And you can't see very far. And think that you're not seeing strange things. You know, you see something different from when a lot of these frozen balls dropping, like I saw they were showing some of that in Texas. And some of these balls are like like baseball. Yeah. And it's a, you know what it is to get so much rain, so much of these things come out of the cloud, you know, how to make all those stuff into the sky that it just formed for, it's not like you're freezing something on the refrigerator. For the clouds to form and for these things to like begin to freeze, come on, all these things happen. And we are not thankful or impressed. But to the person who realizes the thunder, the lighting, and all that, we don't know what makes the difference between the clear sky and a cloudy, rainy sky. What's the difference? Who make the difference? You know, we know about the gods, and we know about Shamash. We know about Hadad. Kinds, they were the masters, the scientists who do these kinds of things, lightning, thunder, and set up the sky. And you imagine how large this experience is. And you know what I mean? You think about when you see the clear blue skies in the daytime, nice cool breeze blowing and things like that. Just think about, just change that, what I'm looking at right now, the clouds. You know, I don't see anywhere around me that where I can see like the clouds about to withdraw. I don't see that. I see that like it's ready to downpour, right? Whether or not it will do it a lot or you know, not so much more. But it is the kind of reverence that these white people come and cut out, because they make us turn to idols. Dear idols. All right. So now I want to finish read this thing. I hope that you, if you listen to me, that you are also impressed with these things. Listen, things are happening. Millions remain under severe storm threats as one Texas town digs out after deadly tornado. You see, these places deserve the wrath of the gods. You see, because as long as we have everything to our disposal, we don't really care. We don't care. We follow these white people because they have the money and they become the god. And those of us with our eye now hoping, we can't take this. We cannot take these people, these white people are doing. So therefore, if we don't see all, we must tell them to get out. There you have it. You see? There you have it. See the awesome face here, like Putin in a warning to the West. Listen what they're saying. Putin says Russian tactical nukes are being put in Belarus to stop her. I don't know what he's going to talk about. I don't know what next he says. But listen, talking about the West should have nothing to do with white fucking men. You see? Because they marry each other, one another. So you imagine two men behaving like a woman and a man. Think about it. Let me continue my little talk here, my friends, because, you know, we will have to face this. We have to face this. And, you know, my thing is to, like, get to know it, get with it, agree with it, because the gods know more than we do. And there is no more tolerance for these white men and behaving like they are everything that the world needs, and they don't make any of these things. All right. So it goes on now that it is saying, And Moses and the priest, the Levite, spake unto all Israel, saying, Take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. Right? Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God. Take it for granted, right? And do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Now, why God want us to do his commandments? God never tell these white people that they want the gods who were here. They were never told to keep no commandments of God. But we who they don't recognize, we have the blood of the gods, because when they created us, they created us for a purpose. They didn't create white people. Our white people were monkeys, and they're the ones that do things to make them look like human beings. So what I am saying to you, if we don't get serious about getting well, get in our mind thinking right and stuff, then you know what? We're going to perish. We're really going to perish. And you don't want to be perish? Well, to begin to take seriously what is the word of our gods. Now, it moves on to say, Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God and do his commandments and his statutes, which I commanded thee this day. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, These shall stand upon Mount Gerizim, to bless, then we are come over Jordan, Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Ashka, and Joseph, and Benjamin, and these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, and Asher, and Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. Okay, it goes on to say, And the Levites shall speak and say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice, Curse be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, and an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer, yes, and all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Curse be he that sitteth light by his father, curse be he that sitteth by, that sitteth, no, it's set, that setteth light by his father or his mother. Curse for that. Curse be he that setteth light by his father or mother. All the people shall say, Amen. Curse be he that remove his neighbor's landmark. Do you hear that? Curse. Now, we are here in the Western Hemisphere, and we don't do anybody anything. And came along are these sodomites. Imagine that? Curse be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way. You know what I mean? You don't do that. Curse be he that remove his neighbor's landmark. See? Don't remove your neighbor's landmark. It's so serious. And these guys are taking over the Western world from us, and it's not given to them. Right? But when the gods is going to, like, destroy them to ashes, they won't be able to do anything, because the gods is not who human being, any kind of creature can instruct in what they want to do. All right? And so it goes on to say, curse be ye that maketh the blind to wander out of the way, and all the people shall say Amen. Curse be ye that pervert the judgment and the stranger. Curse be you that pervert the judgment of the stranger, fatherless and widow, and all the people shall say Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with the father's wife. See, things like that you don't do. Because he uncover his father's, all the people shall say Amen. Now, there's more serious things I would like to read to you. And I will try another time to bring it back to you. I think it's the 28th of Deuteronomy I need to read next time. Okay, now, my friends, I need to, like, bring you to this. Okay, let me bring you to this. We have government. In case you've never heard me talk about this, we African people have a government. And the reason why we are in this state we are in is for the fact that I told you what has transpired with this talking serpent that you read about in the Bible. That it's not no talking serpent like you read in the Bible. There is a reason why they wrote that. Something that you cannot conceive to be true about talking serpent, talking like a human being. These idiots don't know what to do with themselves. They have something on their hands and they really don't know to make the best use of it, but they have to do it according to their own delight. Okay? So delight creatures who is going around, because we don't see dogs fucking each other's ass. I don't see that. We see dogs, you know, copulate with each other. I have never heard or seen two male dogs getting it on. I've never seen that. But these European white people, that is the crown. They are making you marry. It show you where they are coming from. All right. When I tell you that we have government, it's not like I'm talking nonsense. I'm not talking nonsense. I'm telling you the truth. But how many of my people know that? That when I tell them, you know, I'm like, you know, I mean, I am a lonely person coming out and like talking to myself and talking nonsense. But that's not what is actually happening here. Well, we have been wandered away, and we are not doing well. We have mental problems. And at the rate we are living, we seem to think that this is the way we came from Africa. And that's not true. So I'm telling you, we represent civilization. What you see with white people is not civilization. Christmas and Easter is not civilization. And it may sound strange, of course, but you know what? If you want to have like a person-to-person conversation about this, call me. Call me at the number 347-501-358. It would be good to have person-to-person talk with these things if you have, let's say, certain kind of feelings about what you think. It's good to have a conversation, you know, so that you will be able to decide whether you go up or down with it. All right. So now I'm telling you that we have a government, and I'll prove it to you here briefly, that whenever we left Africa 100,000 years ago, I am telling you that when we came into America, we increased our number to about 12 million people. So whenever these white people invaded us, they begin for a while to kill a number of our people and trying to like take over our place. All right? I'm telling you that we have a government that came down with the gods from above. And they are in all over the planet Earth, but they primarily settled down on the mining of gold, the workers, because they have a lot of workers. And it's the reason why they created us, the human being, because a lot of their workers wanted out. It was too hard for them. So they wanted, you know, I mean, people like us, not white people, because you see, white people, they, you know, they kind of frail, you know, I mean, they don't create it by nobody. Nature out there do that for them. So what we are into right now is that they add a little knowledge and thing like that. And as you can hear, I was reading that we are to obey God. Something that happens that seemed to indicate that our people were not following the word of the God the way they should. Why they fall into problem. It appears like that, because why are we being cursed for something that, you know, we did not do willfully? But if we follow and be idle and that we are cursed by what we do. Now, that is our fault. But we were not back there all them times. The thing that is going on now is that we are affected by these diseases. All of us are affected by it. All right. But some of us begin to sense our inner, you know, our inner nature is telling us that something ain't right. And a lot of people, a lot of people do better than me in finding out. I have a brother, is one of them, and a whole lot of other people just know something is wrong. You see, and they just get away from the church, and they're so right. When I found out, and I only find out by reading, though. I found out by reading is that my inner core wasn't showing me anything. But after I started to read, I was seeing things. And that's how I got to find out. I think that when you read and find out, I love this way. The way I found out. Because it appears to me by talking to other people, I have a deeper spiritual operation going on in my head. And my experiences reading and making discoveries. Really, I think it's more effective to a person. The orbit of discovery seems to be wider when you read and discover things. That's the way it is with me anyway. Because I talk to too many people who should be ahead of me with all their education, and they don't budge. All right. So here is it. I'm telling you, we have our history. And I'll bring it up into this little portion to you, all right? But I tell you, we are in the best position now, being that we need to be built up, you know, and re-establish ourselves. We are in good shape to do that. We are not like the white people who don't really have but what they have stolen. That's all they have. And can show off on us. Apart from that, you know, I feel better than you know, all of them people that go short, you know, because I just feel like I am accomplishing more in the way that I come into make realization. All right. So now, listen to this. Listen to what I'm going to read to you, what these white sodomite people do. There is no reason for you to feel like I'm disrespecting these white people. They are sodomites. They are the ones that are causing the world to turn upside down in every kind of a ways, and we can't get by. We must have white people out of our space. And not their fucking ass out to tell us that this is our country and stuff like that. Their fucking ass, we want them out. Efforts, these gays, in their so-called churches made to undermine indigenous people, government, kingship system. You see that?
Yeah.
That's what they do. Follow us, come to the Western Hemisphere. And we are following them. So you got to understand what you're doing when you say you become a Christian. History of the Elohim gods affecting the first hybrid human civilization of kingship. Made void on Earth by hominid primate species. Why did they invade civilization, kingship, government, jurisdiction? Why? Why? Former President Trump is facing 37 felony charges. Think about this. Related to the mishandling of classified documents. Imagine that. But why are they in a land that is not theirs, that they decide they're going to call theirs? Look at them, honest fucking idiot them that don't come from human soil. Look at what they're doing and doing to us. And look at what they're doing to Trump now. Why are they bothering Trump? Because what they did to take over our land from us that is not theirs, look at them. Trump was all one of them. He's not different from them. But now they feel like, oh, they want to be like us. We are right laws and stuff like that. They didn't know nothing about laws. Efforts. The gay churches made to undermine our indigenous government kingship system. All right. Let's come on down here now. Former President Trump facing 37 felony charges related to the mishandling of classified documents, including willful retention of national defense information, a crime under the Espionage Act. This is the full ABC News special report, CNN. Other devastating assaults on these ways of life. This is what they're doing to us. Including the Spanish mission to California, Florida, and Texas. U.S. government's attempts to make Plain Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by churches and governments to undermine Indian religious, governmental, and kingship system. This is happening in America and surrounding islands where our people come and settle in the Western world. We have kingship government. Why you think all of us just not unable to function our government? It is because everybody is infected with the white people, them monkey disease. You understand that? And they don't know anything now, like to say, well, and you know what? We should leave these people alone. No, 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 no. They want the whole world to fuck us in. Okay? I want to tell you, like Jesus and 12 disciples, when all they are showing us is two, is a character called Jesus, of like three men. As it all come out, they are homosexual. So why should we think Jesus was anything else but homosexual character? And when I say there is nothing to show a physical person was ever writing those things, because there is a way to understand, to perceive when someone is writing something. No, Jesus don't write nothing in no Bible, no matter how they make it red, write red ink, nothing. Now, so it goes on to say, thus, you know, these white people, they kill, they destroy the very thing we must eat in America to survive. That's what they do. They come here, follow us, and do it. And right now, look at us not doing, help them to kill out the rest of us. That's what our people are doing, because they are so retarded, but no, they think they have education, they are right, they have a good job and stuff like that. And they don't know what happened 100,000 years ago. So it goes on. Thus, the indigenous Holocaust in this country appears to have taken around 13 million lives. Imagine that. That's just one little tick of what they do. Signally, this horrific number of deaths was only a very small portion of the mid number of the mind-numbing numbing Holocaust throughout the Western Hemisphere. When Thornton estimated ferric population decline of 70 million is multiplied by 2.5, the total number of the indigenous deaths throughout the Western Hemisphere between 1492 and 1900 appears to be about 175 million. My friends, listen to that. Listen to that, and nobody is talking about it. When I tell you that we are retarded, you can't go in and think that you're not. Who is ruling the world? Is it us? Are these sodomites that have laws and telling us that we must start to go sodomy now and fuck each other's assholes, you know, see? And women with women too, on their own terms. Yeah, that's what these fucking assholes are telling us. And we need to like tell them, look, get out of our space. We want our space instead of they taking up the, you know, everywhere is theirs and we don't exist. That's not true. You watch and see. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and just, yeah, I cover what I wanted to say here. But remember our history in South Africa. I always been telling you, I have the link, right? I show you that we are our people under our government, and we should seek to activate our laws, because these guys cannot remove our civilized laws. They don't have no civilized laws at all. Okay, I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and you take good care, and let's see if I have a good note to sign out. What am I to say here now? I want a good number to sign out here. What shall I do? This is, oh, ooh, I have up here. I thought I had. Okay, you know, there's a tune, Horizon. I'm going to play that. All right? Let's play Horizon.
just not